Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call the Appropriations Subcommittee on General Government to order. The Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Chair Grimsley?
Here.
Senator Bean? Senator Broxson? Senator Campbell? Senator Garcia? Senator Mayfield?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez? Senator Roussan?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you, Lisa. And let the record show that Senator Campbell has an excused absence for today. Anyone wishing to speak before the subcommittee, please complete an appearance card and give it to the administrative assistant. And if you should elect to waive your speaking time for your position, it'll be read into the record. We're first going to go to Senate Bill 174. Senator Artiles, welcome, and you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and committee members. This is a simple bill. It's a glitch bill for AST, the Agency for State Technology. It updates IT security definitions. The bill amends the definition of breach and incident in Chapter 282, Florida statutes, mainly affecting Section 282.318. The current definition of breach is vague and confusing. Procurement further defines the statutory partnership of the Agency for State Technology with the Department of Management Services. And lastly, state data center consolidations and duties. And that is the bill.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Do we have any appearance cards? No? Okay. Would you like to close on your bill?
Wave close.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell? Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Bean? Chair Grimsley?
Yes. I think by your vote, show the bill reported favorably. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee members.
Okay, members, we'll go to tab two. We're going to do a workshop and take testimony and discussion on general government local funding projects. Do we have any? Okay, we have two appearance cards. We have for Fire Station 107, Raina Brown. And the second one is Marine Rescue Fire Emergency Medical Services Facility, Raina Brown. Why don't we take an informal recess, and we'll just give her a few minutes to get here.
Take your seats, and we'll go ahead and get the meeting started.
Hello.
Just give us one more second. We got to get everyone back in here.
Yes. Sorry.
Just breathe.
I ran from the house from another meeting.
Okay. Okay. We are going to call the General Government Appropriations meeting back to order, and we have two presentations, both by Raina Brown, and the first one will be on the Fire Station 107.
Yes.
Is that the one you want to do first?
Yes.
Okay.
Representing the city, Raina Brown, representing the city of Miramar, who has a proposal for a new fire station in the center part of the city. The city is a long and narrowly drawn city. They have currently got a fire station at either end of the city. The central part of the city, fire response times do not meet the federal and local requirements of time to respond to emergencies. The request is for $857,000 to begin that construction. The city has a 50% local match.
Okay.
And that is sponsored by Senator Brannon.
Great. Thank you. Members, do you have any questions on it? Okay. Then we'll go to your next one, which was Marine Rescue, Fire, and Emergency Medical.
Yes, this is on behalf of the city of Marco Island. A emergency medical services facility is needed that is a marine base that serves the general region in that area for marine-based rescues. Currently, there's no Coast Guard station in that region, and so this serves as the main emergency response team. The request is for $750,000 with a local match of 50%, and it's sponsored by Senator Pasademo.
Great. Members, you have any questions that you might want to ask? Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you for waiting for me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay. Members, is there any more business before the committee? And if not, Senator Garcia, who's not here, but Senator Bronson moves that we adjourn.